Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.
I need an etiquette ruling. This is a true story. This actually happened, and I still find the whole thing a little bit bizarre, if not really bizarre. It all starts at McCabe's, my favorite bar across the street from this radio station. So you know it's a true story, because where do I spend most of my time outside of working hours? Across the street on the corner of the bar with Lindsay, my favorite bartender, serving me. So I'm there with a buddy one day. It's around lunchtime. And the staff, I mean, I'm pretty regular in there. So you get friendly with people. And the staff is talking about the daily special. And it was somehow going to include chili. But I guess the cook couldn't figure out, was chili going to be part of something else or this and that? I don't know. I ain't no cook. I like to eat food. I'm not so good at preparing it. So I say, well, the chili can stand on its own. It's chili. Chili's good. Good chili is good chili. It can stand on its own. But I said, just to be sure, I think we should get to try the chili, right? So basically what I'm doing is trying to work my way into some free food here at the bar. I mean, it's all in good fun, of course, right? Regulars having some fun, blah, blah, blah. Well, wouldn't you know, it works. And we get the free food. So we get to sample the chili before they put it on the menu, and we can tell them how best to advertise it.
Focus group.
Exactly. The funny thing is, Lindsay brought out one bowl of chili, mm-hmm. set it down at the bar between my buddy and I.
Uh-oh, I can see where this is going.
It's a bowl on a saucer, mm-hmm. spoon on either side of the bowl. So she brings out one bowl of chili for two guys with two spoons. Now, we all know the whole romantic thing about sharing a milkshake back in the day, you know, girl on one side, guy on the other, two straws leaning in. We know how this works. And we've all been known on occasion to take a bite of our significant other's food. This is two guys sitting at a bar with one bowl of chili between them. Now, where do you go from here? You've already made some big fuss about, well, we should get to try the chili first, blah, 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 blah. Well, now they've given you the chili for free, but there's two guys and two spoons. So what's the etiquette play here? Well, let me tell you what happens. That chili sat there for a good 5 minutes, maybe four, but I'm thinking five, even six. Just sat there. Because I'm sure the same thing is going through his mind that's going through mine. The hell are you supposed to do? So finally, I make the first move. I'm not kind of guy. I'm the kind of guy that'll make the first move. I pick up a spoon and I dig in on kind of my side, if there is such a thing, my side of the bowl. He follows suit. So next thing you know, we're slowly kind of just, you know, we're having our chat, we're having our beer, and we're picking away at opposite sides.
You're not sharing the beer, are you?
No, we're not sharing a beer. This is my point.
All right, you made it sound like maybe you were sharing a beer.
No, he's got his beer, I have mine, just like happens when you go to a bar with your buddy.
Got it.
We each have our own glasses of beer. So we're now picking away at the sides of the bowl of chili. I'm on my side, he's on his. Little bit here, a little bit there.
Something's got to give at some point.
Exactly. Something eventually has to give. And the entire time I'm asking myself, what is the etiquette here? What do you do? What happens if you touch spoons? What happens? We left a little bit of chili in the middle of the bowl. That's how it ended. We did not finish the chili. We got down to the point where our spoons may have been affecting the other person's next mouthful of chili, and we left it in the middle of the bowl. I don't know if there is a proper etiquette ruling on that, but if you know the proper ruling, please do let me know. We left the chili in the middle of the bowl, finished our beer, paid our bill, and moved on. What are you supposed to do? I got a text from my friend Teresa who says, why didn't you ask for an extra empty bowl? Because I thought that would have been rude. I thought that would have been rude. And producer Pauly,
what did I say?
Who made fun. He says, did you guys drink out of the same beer class too?
No, because you said we're having
hush,
a beer.
You said enough.
In the singular. It sounded like there was only one beer on the
table.
You
have said enough. Lindsay, my bartender, my favorite bartender from McCabe's. Yeah. She says, you better tell Pauly he has to watch it. He should not make fun of the beer I serve you. And I said, don't worry, Lindsay, next time you can spit in Paulie's beer. So be careful. Anyway, I asked for an etiquette ruling because I didn't know how to play it. And you came through for me because you're awesome.
It's Aaron. First, I have to ask, did you guys go Dutch on the bill or what?
Okay, smart guy. No, we didn't. We paid. Yes, actually, we did. We went Dutch. Correct. We paid our own. Yes. Gosh darn it.
I, you're right. I don't know if there's etiquette, but I, in that instance, would say you should have got the whole bowl. You're the regular. You're the one who finagled your way into a free bowl. It should have been up to you to offer some to your friend.
Which I would not have done under those circumstances.
Exactly. So it should have been your bowl of chili.
Aaron, I like the way you think.
Steve, I called you earlier this week about a hot tub thing. If you... That's just so funny listening to you sometimes.
Well, because I won't get in a hot tub and I won't share a bowl of chili with my buddy.
You can't get in a hot tub. You can't get in a swimming pool. But you will swim with the fishes and then all the crap in the lake. But and then you eat out of somebody else's bowl.
I didn't.
So
no, no, wait. Our spoons never cross-contaminated, Steve. They never cross-contaminated.
I know you had beer to disinfect.
Also true. Alcohol disinfects.
Did you say the bowl came on a plate?
The bowl was on a... Oh, my God. I never even thought of that.
You should have put half on the plate.
Dude, are you kidding? I never even thought of that.
There you go. Next time you go.
Blake, you want to go for beer sometime after work? I'll get us some free chili, man.
Definitely.
Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
Oh, well, it's Aaron again. I got another point for you.
Okay.
I'm in your defense this time because Paulie said that you said beer as in the singular and he thought you guys were drinking the same beer.
Yeah.
There is no plural of beer.
Thank
beer
you.
Is
I know.
Beer,
I...
Whether it's singular or plural.
Paul, there's a couple of things about Paulie. First of all, he doesn't listen well. Secondly, he ain't the brightest bulb in the box, Aaron. Honest to goodness, man. Thanks for coming to my defense.
No problem, guys.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.